Jesus looked forward to that time, and in this passage in Matthew, we'll be beginning at 26, he says that they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Hours before his betrayal and death. Yet here he's being thankful. Blessing the bread, giving it to his disciples. Understanding that what is about to happen, what is about to take place to him, and what it gains for you and I. Those people who have no righteousness of our own. Those people, us as a people, who have no good thing in us. And yet Jesus willingly laid down his life for us. Jesus said, "No man takes my life from me, but I lay it down." And at that time, Jesus gave thanks. And he broke the bread. And he said, "Take and eat. This is my body." Our Lord, just before his death, symbolizing the brokenness of his own body, knowing what he was about to suffer and endure, the beating, the lashing, the rejection, the pain that he would endure physically. His body broken so that our body might be healed. Amen? We should be excited about that this morning. We should be thankful for that this morning. That our Lord so willingly loved us, in spite of us. He loves you in spite of you, in spite of what you think about yourself, in spite of how good you think you are, in spite of how at times unthankful for we are for what Jesus, or we just become so commonplace to us. Is it common this morning what Jesus has done for you? Is, "Oh yeah, Jesus died for my sins." Heaven, God forbid that this should be common for us. God forbid that it should be something that we approach without an attitude of reverence. That he who knew no sin became sin. That we, an unrighteous people, might become the righteousness of God. And then he took the cup and he gave thanks. And he gave thanks that his blood was about to be spilled for you and for me. I'm sorry, but as I think through this and I read these passages, I would not be thankful. I mean, I like you guys, but I don't like you that much. And you like me, but you probably don't like me that much. Paul would talk about that. Scarcely will one die for a righteous man. And yet would one die for sinners? Suffering such contradiction. Yet he gave thanks. And he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it." Drink all of it. Taking this, which represents the blood of Christ, he gave thanks that he was about to die for you and me. He gave thanks that he was about to reconcile his creation to himself. Let us give thanks this morning. Let us examine ourselves this morning. Robert, Mike, if you would come. Let us reflect. Jesus said, "This do in remembrance of me." Each time that you do this, remember the sacrifice that was made, the death of our Lord, so that you and I might have eternal life. Let us not approach this lightly this morning, but rather with reverence and thanksgiving for the sacrifice that was made. Seeing ourselves for who we are, seeing our Lord for who He is, an understanding God the Father, a thrice holy God, that in His presence no sin can dwell, that apart from Christ we have no hope. Greater love hath no man than he lay down his life for his friends. Greater love hath no man than our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for such a vile, and I'll just be honest, it's what the Bible says about us, unprofitable, unholy, unthankful, ungrateful people apart from Christ. This morning, as we continue our service, we're going to have a time of worship this morning. We're going to take communion in the back. We're going to do this a little bit different. The altars will be open, but if you would like to come before we take communion, I encourage you, if you have not this week, as I encouraged you last week, examine yourself. If there is sin in your life, you know, the Bible says that if we say we have no sin, we lie and deceive ourselves. But if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If there's anything you need to deal with this morning, please come to the altar. There's no shame. And then let us observe communion this morning, reverently and thankfully, remembering the sacrifice that was made. Let us pray.